The board of one of Australia's largest disability providers, the Victorian-based Urala organisation, has today announced the resignation of its chief executive officer. While the announcement makes no direct reference to any connection, Urala CEO Sanjib Roy steps down from his role in charge of the organisation on the same day as a joint ABC Four Corners and Fairfax media investigation has revealed details of serious rape and sexual abuse of disabled residents at its centres. There are also allegations of corruption and misconduct against individuals inside the organisation. In the wake of the revelations, there are claims the abuses are just the tip of the iceberg inside the disability sector and the problems extend across the nation. A little earlier, I spoke to the former Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Graeme Innes. Graeme Innes, can I ask you for your reaction to the revelations that have emerged in the reports about Urala today?
Well, sadness but not surprise. I mean, I'm aware of this issue and I don't think this story is a story about Urala. I think this is a story about a systemic problem in Australia which has come to light in Urala and in New South Wales, in organisations, boarding houses in New South Wales over the last couple of years. And sadly, my sense, having had close involvement in the disability field both while and since I was a Disability Discrimination Commissioner, is that there is a national systemic problem and it's something that needs to be addressed.
Okay, I'd like to talk to you about that broader picture in a moment, but firstly, can I just ask for your characterisation of what's been going on inside that Victorian disability services provider, Urala?
Well, what's been going on is what's been reported and what the courts have been dealing with, and it's clearly significant violence and abuse, sexual violence and abuse, against people who are in a vulnerable position. Ultimately, anyone in this sort of setting, accommodation setting, is going to be more vulnerable, particularly when you're talking about people with disabilities who have less power in organisations, particularly when for some people it's very difficult to articulate what's going on and very hard to complain about people who are providing them with care and support, you know, sometimes 24 hours a day. But as I say, this is not a problem just in one organisation. We've got, there's a much broader issue here.
The nature of the crimes of the perpetrators, both alleged and now proven, are pretty clear to see, I guess. But what concerns do you have about the roles of those who may have allowed those crimes to continue longer than they should have done?
Well, I'm not across all the details of the specific allegations of these crimes, both those that have been gone to court and those which have not yet gone to court. It's inherent on any disability service provider to provide appropriate care and on the management of those service providers to the best of their ability and with all of the safeguards that can be put in place to ensure that that care is provided appropriately. But that's, I guess, where the inherent problem lies, that when you've got vulnerable people, there are going to be circumstances where others take advantage of that vulnerability, and that's why I think we need a much broader solution than dealing with some issues that have come to light. I actually regard the New South Wales and Victorian systems as the best systems for allowing the reporting of this sort of activity, and that's why they've come to light in Victoria and New South Wales first.
Okay, and why do you say a national inquiry is necessary now? For example, in Victoria, the government and the state's opposition have pledged to hold inquiries there into what happened at Urala. What's your feeling about that?
Well, I think that I have called for a national inquiry because the problem is across the country, and that's what all of the reports that I hear through the disability sector tell me. So it's come to light first in Victoria and New South Wales, but it exists in other states as well, and that's why I think we ought to look at it on a national basis. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not supportive of inquiries in Victoria or New South Wales, because that would be valuable as well. But I think probably the most effective way to address it would be to look at it on a national basis. And if I'd had the resources at the Australian Human Rights Commission when I was Disability Discrimination Commissioner, I would have sought to initiate such an inquiry.
So does a standalone national inquiry need to be established in your view? Or could, for example, the current Royal Commission into the sexual abuse of children in institutionalised settings be broadened to include those adults, obviously, who are in the care of disability providers?
I wouldn't think that was the best way to deal with the problem. There's an inherent problem in lumping or putting adults with disabilities in the same category as as children. And I would have thought that a separate inquiry dealing with what are, in this case, adult issues would be more appropriate. That doesn't mean I'm opposed to broadening the functions of the Royal Commission, but they certainly would have to be broadened because the terms of reference wouldn't cover these issues currently. I think it would be dealt with better by a standalone national inquiry. But I applaud any state government that decides to take action in this area as well.
Graeme Innes, thanks very much for talking to us here at The World Today.
Happy to talk with you.
The former Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Graeme Innes, speaking to me there.